Mother's Day, it's a special day for moms. Let me talk for a few minutes concerning motherhood. Where would we, as I say, where would we be without a mother? So let's read from John chapter 2, verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to his servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now Mary knew something. It seems to me anyway, she knew something that Jesus didn't even know. Could that be possible? I believe so, because the Bible teaches us that Jesus came to earth and he functioned as a man on the earth. He operated as a man. So when he went to that wedding feast, Jesus just went as another guest. But when something happened that there was a need, Mary knew that it was time for Jesus to launch out into his ministry, into what the destiny that God had called him to. Mary, the mother of Jesus, knew that it was time for Jesus to step out. I'm convinced that mothers know a lot of stuff that other people don't know. I'm convinced that mothers have a knowing from the inside, somehow even the destiny for their children, and that they can speak of the timing of when it is for them to launch out into the things that God has called them to. Mothers have a sensitivity in the spirit realm that a lot of us don't have. And I think it's important for us to acknowledge that. Mothers seem to have an intuition about what's happening to their children. But I believe mothers can sense when it's time for shifts to take place in the lives of our children a lot of times. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, knew when it was time for Jesus to step out into that powerful ministry. God used her to be able to speak to Jesus and say, "The people have a need." And it seemed like Jesus didn't even clue in at the time, but then I'm sure that after he thought about it, he began to say, "Okay, what could I do?" How did Mary know? Well, it doesn't record it in the scripture, but the angel could have came to Mary and said, "This is the day that Jesus is to step out into his ministry. This is the time that he's about to step out into the calling that God has for him." And she was wise enough to say to those people at the wedding, to the servants at the wedding, "Whatever he says, do it. Whatever Jesus says to do, do it. Whatever Jesus, the Son of God, says to do, do it." And so Jesus said to them, "Go and get the barrels that are used to hold water." And these were large barrels. And Jesus said, "Go out and fill them with water." Now the thing that's interesting is he told the servants to go out and fill the barrels with water. They came back and he said, "Now take some of it out and take it to the head waiter." And the head waiter made this comment, says, he called the bridegroom and said, "Most people will always keep the best wine, or pardon me, use the best wine first. And when they've had something to drink, then they would serve the inferior wine. But you have saved the best wine till last." Jesus used servants to actually perform his first miracle. He did it at the hands of other people. He used others to bring forth this awesome miracle. God wants to use you too. Mothers, God has used you in the past and he wants to use you again. God desires for us to partner with him in order for the miraculous to happen. I'm convinced that whatever God is doing in your life today, his desire is it's going to get better. His desire is that no matter how good things have come in your life, he saved something very special for you for the last, in your last days, in your last years. Mums, he saved something special for you. And we get to enjoy that when we enter into covenant relationship with him. When we enter into covenant relationship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we enter into a family of God that releases the kingdom of heaven to us. We are to be held together by the bond and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the main things about the relationship between Christ and the church is that Christ, the head of the church, died for the church. That will open us up into whole new realms of having God's glory come upon us.